Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Cleveland Connection. And our next guest is Cindy, Scott, and Joey. They're with the third annual Cleveland Musicians Fundraiser. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening?
So let's start off by telling the audience, what is the Cleveland Musicians Fundraiser?
It started about 3 years ago, Chelsea, and we got together. I was putting some stuff on Facebook. We're all huge Kiss fans, and I decided to put a bunch of polls and votes up about the best Kiss songs off the best albums. And they just took off like gangbusters, with all the local musicians chiming in with what they thought was the best and what they thought was the worst. So it just grew and grew until I said, hey, you know what? We should do a jam night some night. So we started talking about doing a jam night together. The jam night turned into, you know, if we're going to do a jam night, let's make it for a great cause. And this is where it started. We decided we got a hold of some people. We got it put together. And this is our third year now, having fun and playing Kiss music for a great cause.
So, Cindy, how did you get involved in this?
I had previously put together some fundraisers for the Cleveland APL. We did one for the family of the children who were killed in the Chardon school shooting. So I just volunteered my knowledge of fundraising.
Let's give some event information. Where is this going to be at, and what is the date?
The event is going to be held on Monday, July 29th from 6 to 10 at Play Arcade. The address is 5900 Mayfield Road in Mayfield Heights.
Year after year, why do you continue to do this?
I think it started off as such a great idea, and we really saw the community of musicians in this town come together, and we made money for some great causes so far, and I told myself, as long as it keeps growing every year, I'm going to keep doing it, and the support has been awesome. So started there and just kept going, so hopefully we'll do this for years to come.
It truly is a fun event. It brings together so many different people, because not only does everybody love Kiss and love to listen to the music, but everybody loves to donate. I mean, we pick a great cause every year, and each year, the first year we raised $4,000, second year $6,000, and we're hoping to surpass that this year.
So you select a specific organization and then donate the money raised from this event to them?
Absolutely.
So what's the organization that you're donating to this year?
This year we chose Life Bank. This is an organization that is close to my heart because my niece, who passed away 3 months ago, was on the donation recipient list. And Life Bank supports the education to the public about the importance of organ, eye, and tissue donation, which ultimately can save a life.
Is Life Bank going to be at the event?
They are. They are going to have a representative come with a table passing out information on what Life Bank does. And if anybody is interested in going to their website, it's lifebank.org, LIFEBANC.org.
What other organizations in the past has this event helped?
First year, we did Autism Speaks. Joey's daughter is autistic, and we have many other musicians who have children who are autistic, so that's another one near and dear to us.
Last year was the American Cancer Society, because cancer obviously affects most everybody in one way or the other, and I just lost a real good friend last year right before the event.
These organizations are ones you're choosing that are near and dear to all of us, to help everybody.
Absolutely.
This is a fabulous event to get out and have some fun and to help change people's lives. Now let's talk a little bit about the musicians. You know, we're always talking about how much fun it is. Let's see why it's fun. What are some of the musicians that we can expect to see?
We put signups up really early this year because we had a really good response the last couple of years, but this year just blew it out of the water. I had 50 musicians sign up within the first couple of weeks, so I had to actually cut it off. We got 50 musicians and drummers. We're counting drummers as musicians this time.
Right.
So we got 50 musicians and drummers all signed up right away. So we got some of the best bands in Cleveland. Members of so many of the great bands in town are all going to be there. So we got everyone from the great band Big in Japan, my band. We got Joey's band. Can I say the name of the band?
Yes, you can. Disco Inferno.
Disco Inferno will be there. We got guys from 1988, Billy Morris and the Sunset Strip, Collage, Country Redford, Easy Glistening, Myth and Company, Post Road, Jimmy Jack Band, Vinyl Arcade, Moving in Stereo. So many. We got all the great musicians in town coming out. It's going to be awesome.
So are they volunteering when they're playing the show?
Yeah, everybody checks their ego at the door for this. Nobody's getting paid. We're all just coming together. We're going up there showing our love for the band Kiss, because we've all been inspired by the band in one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get up there and just rock some songs, you know. Might be some train wrecks along the way because it's just a jam. But you'd be surprised. We got a lot of talent in this town and we could really pull it off.
Are they playing as full bands? And are you changing it like you would a normal show, like each band has its own time?
Yeah, yes and no. We got some people who are bringing their full bands out to play as a full band. And then a lot of guys are just coming up. I'm putting them together in groups. And we're going to just throw it against the wall, see what happens, because it's fun that way. But no makeup. Nobody's wearing any makeup this year.
Oh, that was going to be my next question. No makeup. Kiss makeup?
Sorry, no. Maybe a little eyeliner, guy liner, but yeah. No.
Joey
no,
usually no. Has some guy liner on.
I'll have the guy liner on.
Yeah, no cod pieces.
No.
Maybe some platform shoes.
Right.
And I had to tell Joey no spandex because last year it was incredible.
Is the audience encouraged to dress up?
Absolutely. We're actually going to have face painters to do Kiss makeup on kids and some adults. And yeah, if everyone wants to just wear all their Kiss gear, wear makeup, wear the platforms, do it, man. We've had people do it. It's great.
The volunteers usually do because we're walking around selling tickets and it's easier to identify who's selling the tickets that way.
Yeah. How are you choosing the Kiss songs? Are you going off of the poll that you were speaking about earlier, or are you just, hey, I like this song, let's play it?
Yeah. What I did is once I had the 50 musicians signed up, I said, send me 10 songs that you'd be interested in playing. You're not going to play them all, but give me 10 that you'd like to do. So I took those lists from everybody, kind of compared, contrast, figured out who would play what. This would match here. And it went from there, just kind of puzzle pieced it together. It was kind of cool.
If you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. Right now we are speaking with Cindy, Scott, and Joey. They are with the third annual Cleveland Musicians Fundraiser, which this year they are putting on to raise money for Life Bank. Let's talk a little bit about the venue. Where was this at again?
It's at Play Arcade and Kitchen in Mayfield Heights.
What made you want to choose Play Arcade?
Well, number of reasons. Number one, it's a beautiful venue. It's big enough. The food is great. The drinks are great. This is a family-friendly event, so you can bring your kids and play in the arcade before the event starts or during the event. And the most important part is they do something called Play Gives Back. They're usually not open on Mondays.
Nope.
But what they do is they open it up to fundraising, and they will donate 20% of all their food, drink, and gaming sales that day to our charity.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they're great people there.
Are they opening early for the event, or are they opening just when the event starts?
We're going to probably have the doors open around 5 o'clock so we can get everybody in there and start the show exactly at 6, because we got a lot of music and a lot of switching out, so it's going to be crazy, but it's going to be fun. They have a huge stage there. It's a huge room. It's a beautiful room. Tracy and Kim out there do a great job. So, and they got a great arcade for the kids. If they get too nuts, they go out and play some video games while mom and dad rock out some Kiss songs.
Is there going to be any food available?
Oh, yeah. I think they're doing the full menu. So a lot of good food, a lot of good drinks. It's going to be a good time.
What are some of the other things happening here? Are you holding any raffles?
Well, we don't charge a cover. There are no tickets to be bought to get in. So we rely on the ticket sales of the 50-50 raffle and Chinese auction raffle to donate. That's the money that we use to donate to the cause. So we really need people to step up and donate baskets for the Chinese auction. We've had great turnout the past 2 years, a ton of Kiss memorabilia, musical instruments. We have baskets with food and drinks and lottery trees and gift certificates for restaurants. But this year, we really need to step it up, because the more baskets we have, the more tickets we sell, the more money we have to donate.
Yeah, 100% of all the proceeds we make go right back to the charity. So no tickets. It's free at the door. Just come in, buy some Chinese auction tickets, buy the 50-50 raffle.
And this year we're having commemorative T-shirts made.
Yes.
So all the money from the sale of the T-shirts also goes to Life Bank.
Yes. Limited run, so get there quick, kids.
In the past years, how much money have you raised out of this event?
Well, the first year we did $4,400. So that was pretty good for beginning, because actually the first venue we did it was Willoughby Brewing Company, which is a little bit smaller of a venue. And the manager of the place actually said, well, if we get 50 people in here, it'll be a good first event. Mm-hmm. We had 400 people.
Wow.
So, yeah. So to get 4.4 was great. Last year we did a little over 6. And this year we're hoping to at least get 10. That's kind of our goal right now. Like I said earlier, as long as it keeps growing, I'm in. But if it starts losing interest, then maybe we'll have to move on to something else. Maybe we'll do a Bay City Rollers night or something.
Never happened.
I don't think anyone will ever lose interest in Kiss.
No, I hope not. Me and Joey both hope not, because we're tattooed with Kiss on us.
Exactly.
Do you have any big ticket items that you're raffling away?
Me. I'm the big ticket
yes. item. Oh, boy.
You're going to raffle me off.
His head alone is worth thousands of dollars. We've got some great guitars that people are donating. We've got some vacations that people are donating. We've got great seats at Indians games. We got a lot of cool stuff, and more's coming in every day. So hopefully, you know, we'll get some even bigger stuff.
If anybody has anything they'd like to donate, we have a Facebook event page dedicated strictly to this event. So if you search it, Kiss Fundraiser, I think it should pop up. Everybody's sharing it. So if you search a couple of those key words, you're going to find it.
Look for You Wanted the Best Cleveland Musicians Kiss page or something of that nature, yeah.
And you said that there's no tickets for this, correct?
No.
And
no cover charge.
Let's go over the event information one more time. What is the day that it's on, where it's at, and where people can go for more information?
It's on Monday, July 29th at 6 p.m. at Play Kitchen and Arcade, 5900 Mayfield Road in Mayfield Heights.
And then one more time, just where they can go to find information, you said, on their Facebook page?
On I have a Facebook event page. It's the third annual Cleveland Musicians Fundraiser. If you search that, you'll be able to find it.
Okay, and did you have any other information that you would like to add?
We're just hoping to get a good crowd, some good donations. If anyone wants to donate, please contact us. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be a full night of some great Kiss songs with some great Cleveland musicians and some great people helping us out. So we're looking for a good time.
I'd also like to acknowledge we have three other people on the committee who couldn't make it today. They all had jobs to go to.
Darn them.
Kathy Vaughn, who is Scott's beautiful wife.
Yes.
Denise Bordelon, who is married to
Victor Bordelon, who's in my band.
And Tracy Martin, who's married to Keith Martin from Vinyl Arcade.
Yes.
So if you want to look up any of our names on Facebook, we all have the event splattered all over our pages.
Keith, myself, and Joey are going to be coming together in our full strength and bringing a big Vinyl Inferno to the crowd. So it's going to be a good time. So I hope to see everybody out there.
The Cleveland music scene is big. It's strong. I think everyone's love for Kiss, the Kiss Army that they call it, is really very active in Cleveland. So I think that's the greatest attraction for all of us musicians to come together, is because we all love Kiss. Who doesn't love Kiss? Mm-hmm. Even if you don't like Kiss, come. There's so many good things to win, and you know, and it's a great time. And we all get to hang out and play with musicians that we never get to play with. So I think that's a big thing for the event, too, is that you get to see some of your favorite musicians around town play with other people.
Right.
And that's cool. That puts a different twist on what everyone's used to.
It really does.
Yeah, we like to mix it up. And if Gene, if you're listening,
don't sue us.
Don't sue us.
Please.
And tell your people come see us. We'll talk.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today, and I
thank you
wish
for having us.
Thanks for having us, Chels.
Wonderful, prosperous fundraiser.
Thank you.
Thank
we're having a good time.
All right.
Rock and roll all night and part of every day.
Part.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.